Yes. I experienced discrimination, and I experienced my dad experiencing discrimination. The first, I'll talk about my dad first. When I was a little kid, when we lived in Korea, like I mentioned, my dad's English is it's okay, you know, but sometimes it may be a little bit challenging to understand what he's trying to say. There was one moment when I was at his work, and he was talking to this other military personnel, and he was trying to explain something, and I thought it made sense. But then a personnel was like, "Speak English. I can't understand you. What's this ching chong ching whatever thing you're saying?" And so that was my first time where I was like, "Oh my God." Like it made me realize like, "Oh, I don't completely fit in, or my family doesn't completely fit in, that people view us in a bad way." That was my first experience. I think I was like 9 or 10. Then moving here to the United States, I noticed there was discrimination as far as first, I noticed that everyone hung out with whoever their ethnic group was. And then if you're a Filipino and you hung out with white people, you would be called whitewashed. And then, you know, if you're Filipino hanging out with Filipino immigrants, you'd be like fobs. And then other people are like in the middle or whatever. But what I did notice is, like I mentioned, there was like gang problems back then. Anytime there was a group of us hanging out in the front of the school, a group of Filipinos, the security people would come and break us up and tell us to leave, and they would already automatically assume that we were up to no good, that we were like a gang. And then, but when I would see groups of other students, usually white students or students of other ethnic backgrounds, they wouldn't do that. So they only did to Filipinos and African American students at my school. So that was one where it really made me mad. And that's when I was younger, I got involved with the wrong crowd, and so that made me even more mad at with authority figures. So I rebelled a lot because of that. And then also another level too is Filipino women in San Diego. During the time I was there, racing was really in car racing, and so they would have these import car events where people would come, and then the Filipino women were the import car models, and so they would wear little bikinis, stuff like that. And so in San Diego, there was an assumption that Filipino women are easy, and we tend to be sexualized and seen as like, "Oh, I'm a hookup," you know, like that. And so that was another struggle as a Filipino woman in San Diego, is that was another discrimination thing, is that we were labeled as a certain way by people, even Filipino men.